I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Match Ball.
Well, welcome to the show, boys. We did it. This is the Match Ball 30, our game-by-game journey through the 1991-1992 season. We've done a Match Ball on the 30th anniversary of every game. No game today, just pure joy and celebration because we...
And a hangover.
I'm 13.
Exactly. Hurts.
We're the bloody champions. We only got and done it. That was funny, wasn't it?
Never in doubt, was it?
I don't think so, no. Well, what's happened over the last couple of days then? Because we left you... Last time we just won at Sheffield United, we thought we might be champions, and now we are.
I mean, we suspected we'd won it then, because Man United had to go to Anfield and a set of bottleless bastards. So it proved.
Should we relive that? Because that was fun.
Which bit? The Sheffield United game again? I don't think I can.
No. We'll go for the events at Anfield if you fancy, because that was dead funny.
It turned out to be a masterstroke. We were saying at the end of the Sheffield United game that. And you don't know how much he could have actually engineered this, but Howard Wilkinson's idea that everything could just come down to Scum having to go to Anfield and get something worked perfectly because they were beaten from the moment they turned up. They weren't winning there.
No.
It was a little bit nervous at first. We needed that goal at the start just to make things feel better in our favour. But, I mean, there were things going on outside the ground. Liverpool fans were... They were stopping the Liverpool team bus to tell them Leeds have won. You can do this today. You can stop Scum winning the league. And I think that message got through to the Scum players as well, who, even though they put Paul Ince and Brian Robson in, they're allegedly their two best players, even though neither were really fit enough, it was just like desperation. After all the crowing all season about how they'll win the league because they've got such a big squad and they end up with two half-fit midfielders looking... depressed because they know that they cannot win.
It has to be said, getting that first goal in the bank 12 minutes in, massive, massive sense of relief. Because when you're at 0-0, you obviously don't know, do you? But I know we were saying before, like the journey back up the M1 from Sheffield felt like a party, it felt like a carnival, but it's then when you get in front of the TV, you've got the game to watch, it kicks off and it could still go either way. But we knew in our waters, but still.
Are we disappointed? Would it have been nicer to win it at Elland Road?
I'm just happy to have won it after what... Well, let's face it, as you were saying, like in the run-up to the Sheffield United game, with all the games in hand that they had, it was nice to go into that game knowing it was in our own hands. And it feels like we won it at Sheffield United, if that makes sense.
That's the story of how leagues work, isn't it? You get enough points to no one else can catch you and then it's over with. And it's fair. I mean, people will look at this and say Man United threw it away. And sure enough, they did have games in hand and potential to overtake us. And it looked like we'd messed it up on... several occasions. Got more points though, didn't we?
We got more points. And you know what? That makes us the champions.
It does. I mean, and Wilco's maintained all along that 2 points a game will get you more or less there. And we're going to be 0.05 of a point away from it, aren't we? As long as we beat Norwich. So he was right. We were wrong. Well done, Wilco.
we are the champions. And it all started at Anfield 12 minutes in, as we said. Ian Rush, who has scored hundreds of goals in his career, but hasn't scored against Man United. Didn't take him long. I mean, what a ball by John Barnes this was. Just amazing.
277 goals, precisely, Ian Rush had scored. Never against Scum. One of those things, even in on the TV, Elton Wellesby and Dennis Law were chuckling about that before the game. And there he was. The pass from John Barnes, how he sees him, I suppose they've played together a long time, but it takes out about five Scum defenders and Rush is just running into the penalty area and nobody sees him. I didn't see him. You know, it's one of those passes where you look at what Barnes kicking the ball outside the boot as well. You're thinking, was he just booting it at the keeper for?
What's he done that for, yeah.
And then suddenly, I mean, over the last few years since Wilkinson came in and we started getting on the mood for promotion, we've been linked with John Aldridge, been linked with Dean Saunders, Peter Beardsley. It's probably for the best that we didn't sign him so he could be here and score this, but maybe Ian Rush all along was the striker that Leeds United needed to do the job for us. I love his moustache. I love his hair. I'd like to turn him upside down and clean my toilet with him. He's the best.
It is a great finish in this. I mean, the ball from Barnes is probably the highlight of it, but Schmeichel's out really quickly to close him down. It looks like he's probably going to get there, but he just manages to sneak it past him into the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Barnes has got it on the left-hand side, halfway inside the scum half or thereabouts, hasn't he? And he just pokes it between two of the defenders. And you do think at first view, and you go, what's he done? And while the thought's processing and the words are coming out of your mouth, you see Ian Rush has peeled off from like three defenders over and just run round the back. It's absolutely madness. And it's brilliant because we're the champions.
They should have had Chris Fairclough marking John Barnes. That wouldn't have happened.
Don't matter though, does it? Because we're the champions. We beat them.
They did then have, I mean, it did get a bit weird for a while because Ince had a shot off the post and then, I can't remember which half it was, the game sort of became a blur because it just had that real feeling of just, like the dominant thought was we're winning the league and what was actually happening in the game was kind of irrelevant apart from every now and then. There was one chance they had where somebody had a shot and it hit it was a cross and it was headed against the bar. And then it dropped to Kanchelskis and he volleyed it and it hit the bar again. And there's two things of that. One, this is too close. Liverpool, defend better. Two, if that's not going in, nothing's going in.
Yeah. Don't matter though, does it? Don't matter. Do you know why? The fucking champions we are. Because we're the champions.
And I think Liverpool fans enjoyed it too. I think that if you can't win the league, this is probably second best.
Mock your rivals. Yeah, well, let's go back to actually the fans behind the goal for the first goal, 12 minutes in, because you saw the scum fans getting really angry behind Ian Rush as he celebrated, and that was great because it means we're the champions.
And then you can hear you're going to win fuck all coming out from the stands, and oh, it's glorious.
You'll never win the league. Yeah. You'll never win the league. Amazing.
And there was the moment when scum fans started chanting at them, "Who the fuck do you support?" And Liverpool fans started singing, "We are Leeds, we are Leeds, we are Leeds." And probably the highlight was after Walters, 3 minutes from the end, scored the second goal when we knew then it was all ours. All of Anfield singing "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life."
Amazing.
Which has been just the really it's always annoyed me the way Scum co-opted that song from Monty Python and turned it into their own kind of sarcastic nonsense chant. And to have all of that being sung back at them louder than they've ever sung it in their successful days. Just, and then a little video picture of Lee Chapman in the corner, just grinning.
In
that
Borough
was nice
Bridge,
as well.
In Borough Bridge, yes. Posh house in North Yorkshire.
It was a toss-up on ITV's coverage as to which was better. Was it seeing the sofa in Lee Chapman's house with Lee Chapman, Eric Cantona, David Batty and Gary McAllister all sitting on it celebrating that goal?
Brilliant.
Or was it the shot they showed at halftime when the players hadn't turned up yet? They were still trying to get back from, I think they'd driven from Sheffield United to Elland Road and then driven to Lee Chapman's house. So they didn't get there until 10 minutes into the second half. So at halftime, Elton Wellesby is just commentating on some footage, live footage from Lee Chapman's house of his empty sofa. Even Leslie Ash, a television actress who you think might have seized the moment, nowhere to be seen. I hope she was there and it wasn't just John Helm and a camera crew.
Someone had just broken in with a camera.
Just let themselves in. No, he leaves the key under the flower pot.
But we'll get to all that, to the sofa and all the stuff that happened, because that was magical, seeing them all there, all our boys, Cantona, McAllister looking all smart in his tie and all that, but we'll get to it. First of all, the commentary as well, just that moment, something we're going to remember. Brian Moore saying, "And now the title goes to Leeds United."
It's all up for Manchester United.
It is. It's gone, isn't it?
That finishes the season. It finishes it for Manchester United. Two goals down and there's no coming back from that.
What did you do at that moment?
I was looking at Lee Chapman's face on my television screen wondering, they looked as confused as we did. That was the thing. I can remember Lee Chapman kind of slapping Eric Cantona's thigh and him looking at him like, "What are you doing?"
What?
It was like having them there just kind of really summed up the whole strangeness and dislocation of everything that happened at Sheffield United at lunchtime, and then this, and just it's Sunday and it's strange and
adrenaline. Well, this is funny. My dad had gone out by this point. He couldn't stand the stress in the second half. So about 70 minutes on the clock, he took the dog for a walk out on the field. So when the second goal went in, I ran out into the garden screaming, "We've done it, we've done it," looking for him, hoping he'd be back. But he didn't come back. He missed the moment we won the league.
I mean, so did Wilco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't asked. Although you get the feeling Wilco wasn't that stressed. He just was like, I'll check later. I'm sure someone will let me know one way or another.
He did have basically the final word on this show, which we'll get to in a minute because there's stuff to get through before that. I mean, the sofa. Let's talk about the sofa then, because enjoyably shambolic, David Batty weighing in and just, I'm not asked, whatever, yeah, great, one leg.
His exact words, it's a nice bonus, really.
It's like the greatest day of our lives, David.
And there was also the real look of consternation on Eric Cantona's face, because I think Elton Wellesby just assumes he doesn't speak a word of English. And he's saying, Lee, can you tell us how Eric Cantona's feeling? Because obviously his career was going absolutely nowhere in France. And he could see Cantona's face. It's like, he looks at the screen like, what? And then Lee Chapman starts muttering. He's like, I don't think he agrees with that, Elton.
Absolutely amazing.
I think Gary McAllister was probably the one who was most into it because he had the biggest grin and possibly he started making jokes about Lee Chapman not getting the good champagne out, and I think they had mugs on the table in front of them. I doubt that they were actually drinking tea.
Oh, is it a time to care about getting the chalices out of the cupboard? That's the question.
I think McAllister had already got whatever he could out of that cupboard and was well on his way to just enjoying things. Still managed to have time. Like, they had Dennis Law in the studio with Elton Wellesby. Started just having a chat with him about Scotland's chances at Euro 92, and it's like, this isn't relevant.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And speaking of not relevant, this goes right back to the start of the programme, but they were introducing, they showed the highlights from Sheffield United and the first goal, Rod Wallace's goal. Gary Lineker phoned in ITV to say he thought Rod Wallace's goal is offside. Like, what's he got to do with that juggied bastard for? Is that, he's some washed up Spurs player is just retiring and going off to play in Japan with his hurty toe. What's he got to do with him? Why is Tottenham Hotspur? Tottenham are playing scum. Next week, if Scum had won at Anfield, then it's Tottenham versus Scum to decide where the title goes, where we're playing Norwich. And he's on the phone. Like, oh, I think Rod Wallace might have been offside. You're not a referee.
Do you know what?
You're not a manager. Got nothing to do with you, Gary Lineker.
Good.
Piss off.
Good. I'm glad he was offside because we're the champions and it doesn't matter anymore.
I mean, he was actually. I mean, it's debatable because there was only one player between him and the goal, but it was booted at whatever. But it doesn't matter. Gary is nothing to do with Gary fucking Lineker. Nothing to do with Euro 92. But I suppose if all you can get out David Batty is, it's a nice bonus, really, then you may as well just say, oh, Gary, do you want
to... Who do you think was the most sour-faced? Do you think it was Alex Ferguson? Because before they went to Wilco, They went to Ferguson, who was downstairs in the bowels of the main stand at Anfield. I mean, when his face came on the telly, didn't you just kind of go...
And me, McAllister was, maybe it's because of his boozing that he'd been doing, but he was winding him up as well, accidentally, it must be said, because he didn't realise that Ferguson could hear what he was saying, and he was warned of it, wasn't he, apparently?
Yes, I think the words were something along the lines of, like, look at his face or something. Like, he was enjoying it as well, and at that point, Dennis Law was also on the line, stepped in and said, he can hear you, Gary, which is kind of... I only heard that afterwards, and then watching the interview with Ferguson, he does leave some big long pauses between saying things, and then he's very careful to say when he is giving any credit that it's to Howard Wilkinson has done a great job, not particularly anything about the players.
He tried to be magnanimous. It didn't really work.
Failed. Absolutely failed.
It went on this weird tangent about it being... People say this has not been a competitive league and stuff like that because Arsenal started badly and all that kind of jazz. What was he banging on about? Give a shit. We won the league. We're the champions. Don't care how weak it was. The record books will always show 1991, 1992, champions, Leeds United.
If it was weak, why didn't you just win it like we did?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying it's not
strong,
weak.
Yeah.
He's angry that people have been saying it's just an ordinary league. It's not got the high quality used to have.
And he's saying just because we were out of the blocks from the start with them and nobody else was, but that's not our fault. We were right at it.
He's already hurt because people were saying that whoever won the league would not be as good as Liverpool winning it or Arsenal winning it in recent seasons. And then he's not won it. And the thing about sort of not being bothered about what he says and how he feels.
Who won it?
Leeds United won it.
Could they still finish third? That'd be funny, wouldn't it? The end of this, if this whole title race ends up with them finishing third.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday are only a point behind them. He's had so much to say in recent weeks about how they've got the biggest squad, they've got the best players, Leeds, we don't have the experience, none of our players have got any championship medals. Well, they all fucking have now. And John Lukic and Gordon Strachan, or Scotland, but it counts, but had won all the things in Scotland that Ferguson had won. We did have experience in our side. And all the things that he just kept flapping his sour gums about in the press week after week after week, trying to wind us up. And Howard Wilkinson just, I mean, it's kind of poetic in a way that he didn't actually get to say anything on the phone to Elton Wellesley because, I mean...
The biggest moment of your career, it ends and the season basically culminates in this point.
It's not only the biggest moment of Howard Wilkinson's career. This is, you know, there's been a lot of arguing going on about why the football should be going to be Sky B next season. It's going to be the Premier League and the product's changing and it's not going to be, there'll be no live football on ITV anymore. It's not surprising because ITV is a fucking shambles. When Sheffield Wednesday beat Scum in the Rumblows Cup last season, ITV didn't show their trophy lift because the game had run a bit long and they'd scheduled an episode of War of the Monster Trucks. So instead of showing Sheffield Wednesday's biggest moment for generations, so it was like, well, that's all from Wembley and now it's War of the Monster Trucks. And now this is the last First Division game they're showing live. And it's the culmination of the title, and they mess it up again.
What was on after this? Can you remember? Know, blind date or something?
Had to rush away to get to whatever it was.
But
I'll see if I can find out.
Let's go back to the start of Wilkinson's comments because how it ends is not the good bit, is it? But he's very on the level, is Howard. We've seen this throughout the season. He's been very, very even tempered, and he sounds not flat is not the right word. Just very calm,
drunk.
Calm.
Drunk.
Does Wilkinson?
He's pissed.
Yes, it's unbelievable, but now it's sunk in, you know. You can only do what you can do, and we've done well all season, and it's a terrific finish for us. So Wellesby, rightly, I mean, it doesn't sound that giddy, does he say? But you don't sound too elated, Howard. I get the impression it hasn't sunk in with you. Well, I haven't watched it, Elton. I've been having a nice lunch, very, very relaxed. My son Ben's been watching it upstairs, kept us in touch with the scores. It's all a bit...
I'm going to have to stop you there.
Oh, what's that, Elton? what are you saying, sorry?
Celebrity Squares is on us. Awesome shit, yeah, I don't know.
Wilkinson didn't say that. He went, it's all a bit. And then the line went dead. Wellesby said, I'm going to have to stop you there and say well done. That's it. And then they rolled the credits. The end. Fucking idiots.
They should really have turned over the full week of programming to Leeds United, truthfully, showing every goal back-to-back for the next month. Or
handed the schedule
small.
Over to Yorkshire TV.
That kind of a thing, yeah.
Here we are. So it was the match, and it was the American match, of course. It was highlights of Frankfurt Galaxy versus Orlando Thunder. That's what they needed to get to at 5:30.
So they binned us off.
I don't even know what sport that is.
What were the teams?
Frankfurt Galaxy versus Orlando Thunder.
In Frankfurt in Germany. I'm just going to point this one out.
Yeah, right, it's...
Is it War of the Monster Trucks again?
Maybe they've got sausage sponsorship.
It's
maybe
the World Bowl of the old... is it? No. I found in my big...
File of facts.
Almanac of sport, yeah. I found Berlin Thunder versus Frankfurt Galaxy, but that's not it.
I think it's some American football from some kind of European NFL thing.
Here we... Yeah.
Oh, is it the World League thing? Yes. I've been so engrossed in the title running, I've not kept tabs on this.
Thank you, ICV, then, for rushing us away from the first division so that we could all go and watch that. Of course, were there any regional variations we need to check? Yeah, that was on in London. TVS was showing Sleeping Beauty Rediscovered. Central, they were rushing off to a Disney special. Anglia, it was the World Skill Olympics.
Farming Weekly.
HTV, which is Wales, was the US sport. And Village Green on TSW.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we're crown champions for the third time in our history. And that's the end.
Sleeping Beauty Rediscovered. It's got to be a good watch, hasn't it?
And as for the celebrations, well, they were at Lee Chapman's house because the pubs didn't open until 7 o'clock because it was Sunday.
Chappie's house probably the only place you could get a drink. There was quite a few people went round and just sort of gathered in his driveway. I think Elton Wellesby gave away, he's like, oh, they're in Boroughbridge, which isn't a big place. So I think you just go to Boroughbridge and it's the place with the big ITV outside broadcast van outside. Pretty easy to track down where Lee and Leslie were living. So yeah, there were some good photos in the Evening Post of people outside Lee Chapman's house celebrating with him, which I'm not sure he was necessarily prepared for. It's probably bad enough he's already got David Batty there going, you know, well, I don't think much of this.
It's a nice bonus.
Yeah, can you put put Sleeping Beauty Rediscovered on for us?
And the celebrations went from there, though, didn't they? They ended up in Flying Pizza. They reassembled at Flying Pizza in Round A, which was kind of the party venue of choice.
They did. The players all went there, and then the fans were in City Square, just waiting for the pubs to open by just driving cars in laps around it.
Yeah.
And we'll presumably get a bus parade, won't we? And all that stuff still to come, so we can do it properly then.
Why are we getting a bus parade, Michael?
Because we've won a trophy. The trophy, it's the best one, actually. What some would describe as a nice bonus.
Yeah.
But others would say it's the trophy that says you're the best team in the country.
The best team in the country. Did you believe we would end up at this point, like, 2 years ago?
Not 2 years ago.
2 weeks ago. Truthfully. Who thought after being spanked by Man City and that little run of games that we had this in us?
So did you get any word back on the Leeds grapevine about how this party culminated?
Yeah, apparently there was a club sponsor at Flying Pizza, because I think all the everyone was gathering there. Martin Goldman.
I imagine Bill Fotherby was fairly central to the events here.
Probably trying to avoid paying for it, but his house apparently is where everybody went to.
In Moscow, he doesn't need to. I think you get, what is it, 100 grand you get now for winning the Football League.
Well, this is it, a tenth of what we spent on Cantona. Cantona, who apparently fully dressed, jumped into the swimming pool about 3 a.m. And I always quite like this detail that there was an impromptu game of football breaking out about the same time as well. What else are footballers who've just won the league going to do at 3 a.m, apart from get a ball out, start kicking it around?
And there we have it. Champions of England, Leeds United Football Club. What an amazing, amazing achievement. And hats off to Howard Wilkinson for knowing we'd do this, because I don't think we did we, about a month ago, for God's sake. And that does, yeah, that rounds up the weekend's fixtures that we had.
Thank you, Brian Gale.
We obviously won at Sheffield United 3-2, and then this happened. Liverpool beat Man United, and Leeds United are the champions.
Brian Gale, Ian Rush in the wind. Thank you, one and all.
One more to go, though. We're not quite done yet with a match ball 30. Back here for the Norwich game, then. Should we get together for that? When we're going to lift said trophy.
That'll be relaxing, won't it?
It's quite nice, actually, that it's not gummed out. I know ITV were planning to do all their, like, simulcast of the games and flip from one to the other on television, but knowing, because to winning it this way has been so kind of disorientating, knowing that we go into the Norwich game, that all that's going to happen, they can just bring us the trophy and we'll have it. That's kind of nice. So Norwich can just be the party that it's been quite difficult to have on a Sunday, although I feel like we've done our best. And yeah, it's all ours. It's ours, that trophy. Give it to Gordon Strachan.
If he can lift it, because his back's knackered.
Yeah, it's almost as big as him, isn't it?
So Leeds United, top of the tree, played 41, won 21, drawn 16, lost 4, scored 73, conceded 37, 36 goal difference, 79 points on the board, an unassailable lead, gentlemen, as we go into the final fixtures. Man United second, played 41, they have 75 points.
I don't think the rest really matters too much.
No. Well, as you were saying, let's just keep an eye on Sheffield Wednesday. Hopefully they can pip Man United to second now, and it could be a Yorkshire 1-2. It doesn't really matter because we're champions. We are the champions.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.